Hello and welcome back to Name Pending. I think we're going to go with mildly magical. There's something simple about that name. And I've already started working on artwork, so it's kind of a little late. We come back to the Kalo region, specifically in Barley, where we have some adventurers in dilemma and some who are late for a shift. We go first to our ones in peril, as we go back to Rennis, Bolas, and Mia, who are currently in the flat of a upstanding Barley resident. As they were trying to subdue this miniature ooze, the entire city of Barley began to pour down raining. Cats, dogs, and sheep, ooh-wee. Rennis was trying to distract that psychic ooze as Bolas was able to get behind and snatch it with his shirt in hand, which just so happened to be really thin and easy to chew through, or rather eat through, for that ooze as it put a hole in it as fast as it was put in that shirt. Mia watched as everything went down, and before you knew it, that ooze became very hostile. We rolled initiative. Do you guys remember your numbers?
Not in the slightest.
All right. It's probably for the best. What about you, Mia?
I got a 3.
Wrong.
Oh.
What I got here is Mia, 17 initiative. Rennis, a 3. And Bolas, 1. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get this started, shall we? That ooze has an initiative of 7. So Mia, we're going to start off with you. As you're looking at this ooze, what would you like to do? The overall, I guess, surrounding area is the first floor, relatively, I guess, open since everything is pushed towards the walls and such. The ooze is, I guess, 30 feet away from you. Rennis is in front of it, Bolas is behind it, and right next to you is the actual owner of the property. What would you like to do for your action?
I'm going to try animal friendship.
Okay. With animal friendship, what happens?
Gonna walk up to it, hands in the air, like in a surrender kind of gesture, and say, "Hey, little fella, what's up? Friend, we don't want to hurt you. We're just here to figure out why you're here, and you look like you don't know why you're here either."
Gotcha. Is there a save or anything that he rolls, or is it just automatic?
It is a wisdom save of 13.
All right. That's a fail. This ooze becomes very docile, very, I guess, in a way, playful, as it gives you the similar vision that it gave Rennis before, I guess, the battle commenced. You get to see this dank, musty, moist cave filled with a bunch of other oozes of varying sizes. This nice, large ooze that seems like a maternal figure to this ooze. As this ooze also, so many times I say ooze, this guck becomes more nice. It puts away its many different, I don't want to say tentacles because that's just not right. It's many different arms. As it was going to hurt anybody who was near him, specifically Rennis first, Bolas after. And it's now calmed and soothed. You see that it begins to crawl very slowly, 10 feet per round, into this salt-crusted cage that was sitting in the corner, and just waits.
Okay, I'm going to continue to try to, you know, go to it gently, talking to it softly. I got the vision. It sounds like you were with your mom and now you're trying to get home. So maybe we could help you get home.
You see, for all that it's worth, it doesn't understand English, but it does understand the motive. It wants to go home, obviously. It's telling you as much as it can to get there, Give me an insight check to see if we can finish the end of this this mind puzzle.
That is a 17.
17. Bolas, is there anything that you do during this period, or do you just watch Mia work?
Bolas just watches in bewilderment, having no idea how she got this thing to calm down so quickly.
Bolas, you watch as Mia pretty much has a soul connection with this ooze. And the ooze shows you further into this vision, this idyllic image. You see a bunch of bandits running in with salt-crusted cages and these flaming prods as they run in, scare them with the prods into these salt-crusted cages, close the door, and then rush right back out of the cave. In and out, just like that. As you see this one being scared, put in cage, closed in, and then ran right out. It's showing you as much as it can without, I guess, blowing too much of your mental capacity. It's basically showing you a short movie in the time that it takes for Bolas to watch you work. And you see that it's being moved from place to place until it lands in this somewhat familiar area. Give me a history check.
That's an 11.
11. You realize that this is a dirty, dusty, low-grade town. This is Sharonoff. It's not too far from here. And what this thing was doing there, other than being sold by who and what party, you don't know, but everything smells fishy about this. This thing isn't even supposed to be above ground right now.
Okay, I turn to Bolas and I let him know the visions that I'm seeing. Looks like this thing has been, I don't know if it's in slavery or if it's being harvested for produce materials or whatever. But the cage that it just went into is like a little prison for it. So the vision that I had, it looks like this was happening in Sharonoff.
Sharonoff. I think that sounds familiar. I think we have traveled there during my time as a merchant, or rather as the child of merchants.
I've been there too. I've done a few services, as you would say, there.
Yeah, no, that definitely sounds suspicious.
Give me a quick perception check as you guys talk about the oddity of having this thing in this man's home.
That's 4.
All right. Four's not high.
Not high at all.
17.
17, that's much higher. Bolas, you look over to this upstanding gentleman, and you're not sure how his life has come to such chaos in the last couple days, hours, minutes. Mia, you see this man is sweating hard. It's raining outside, but he is currently drenched indoors as he's watching you guys look at this ooze in the salt cage. With a 17, you not only see him, you see a receipt on the cage as well, with a tag as well. Looks like a name tag. You see a bunch of just overall evidence of exotic animal endangerment.
So, tell me what's going on here. I mean, it looks to me like you purchased this beast, whatever it is, and now you're scared of it. It's in your home. It feels like it's supposed to be in your home because you bought it.
Give me a persuasion, intimidation, or just an overall charisma check. The charisma check is going to be significantly lower, and the persuasion and intimidation are a DC 7. It's not going to be hard to get this man to talk.
16.
Gotcha. He immediately spills the beans. They just come falling right out of his mouth. Okay, I wanted to look cool because no one else has ooze. I was gonna bring it out. I was gonna put it on a leash. I was gonna walk it around and be like, "Hey, anybody else got an ooze?" No, that's right, because I'm the only one who has it. I'm big dog around here. I tried to put the leash on, and its skin melted it. So when I couldn't put the leash on, I tried to scare it back into the cage, but it wasn't very scared of me. So it then started mucking up the room, and I tried to push it back with the couch. the table, the chairs. None of that worked. And
sir, look, you got to give this back to whoever you bought it from, because it is not an animal that you clearly can take care of. Do you have any instructions? Did they give you anything of what to do with the animal, how to feed it?
I was told that it doesn't like salt, so I was going to make it very high cholesterol focused meals. Hope that it slowed it down enough to love me.
While you kept it caged in a salt line cage?
Yes. They had it on sale in Chernoff. I thought
No.
It's a good deal.
No. You know,
it was 20 gold pieces. Do you know how much that would give me for anything else? Not much. It was a steal. A steal.
Sir, do you know who I am?
Yes.
You recognize the fit.
I see the zoot suit.
I mean, I understand. I get where you're coming from. I hear that it's not anything sinister that you're trying to do. You're not trying to eat the animal or the blob.
I thought about it.
Sir, I'm trying to be graceful here. I'm trying to say that it might be best if you stuck with a dog instead.
A dog?
I mean, sir, you seem to like animals that are very dangerous to you, could kill you or eat you. So what about a purple worm?
You know someone selling a purple worm?
Yes.
Well, pray tell, what's the cause? Where are they? Out with the details, please. Come on.
I can't give you those details.
You're withholding.
Just like this was sort of like a black market trade. Same with the purple worm. So I can't tell you who my guy is. But I can say, look at the suit. I'll get it for you. I'm good for it.
All right. Well, you all did your part. Here's 100 gold to split.
All right.
Wait. We're going to need more than that. Sir, 100?
Okay, you caught me. Our deals were 110. 110 gold. There you go.
Never doubt the suit, guys.
Never will.
That ooze really messed up my house.
It did, and you got a lot to clean up. So we're just going to go ahead and take it. Clean up that mess for you. We could make it 150, but we'll keep it.
I need that money for the purple worm.
Exactly. So
he hands you guys the cash, and you guys turn to Rennis, and he hasn't moved. His body is almost frozen, but still in a beating heart in that body. But he's not moving. His eyes are unblinking. He's just still.
Rennis? Ren, you okay?
No answer. No acknowledgement of hearing his name.
I've never seen him do anything like this before.
What do we do? Do we pick him up? Like, Rennis?
I'll say give me a medicine check or insight check. One of the two.
That is a 21 for medicine.
I got a 14, so.
Okay. What a 14, Mia. You see that this is like almost like a standing coma. Just completely still, but nothing, no activity visually going on. Bolas, you go deeper. He's currently in some sort of mental episode. He's not blinking, but his eyes are subtly moving, almost like he's in REM sleep or on the cusp of REM sleep, but his body's completely still, statuesque. He's not hurt. His nose is not bleeding from psychic damage. He's just gonna need some time to get out of this and, I guess, be normal again. He's fine. He just needs some time.
It doesn't look like he's in any immediate danger. And I'll try to poke him or push him to see if he's stiff enough to carry. Or does he fall?
He's stiff enough to carry. It's almost like a cardboard cutout. He's very rigid in holding that shape.
Okay, so here's what we could do. I'll grab his top half, you grab his feet, and we'll just have to carry him out of here. I don't think he's getting out of here any other way anytime soon.
I'm not that strong. So where are we taking him before we pick him up?
We can take him what time is it?
The time right now is just around 11 a.m. The closest thing is the infirmary, which obviously you drop him off there. You're paying an arm and a leg to have his arm and leg repaired.
He did just get a 30 of 110 gold. That is an option.
Well, my guy, do you have like a wheelbarrow or something that we can use? It's raining outside.
Let's see.
It might be slippery.
I don't. Maybe I had to carry that thing all the way here.
A scooter?
He goes to a disheveled, almost destroyed linen closet and pulls out a imitation wooden razor scooter. Opens it up and just says, yeah, I bought it from the local tinker. He said it was on sale for 50 gold. I couldn't say no. You guys can have it. I never use it.
All right. It is greatly appreciated.
What do you do for a living that you have all this discretionary money to spend on these odd things, sir? Oh, you know what? I don't even want to know.
Okay.
We'll just take the scooter.
Yeah, go ahead. I'd love it if you take the scooter and ask no more questions. That'd be great. I'm going to get to clean it up.
Don't have to tell me twice.
All right. You guys head out. Where are you guys going? Infirmary or his house that he shares with his mom is currently on the other side of town, but it's still within walking distance if that's what you guys would like to do. Just going to be a while.
Can I determine how long I can estimate that he's going to be in this trance-like state?
With a 21, I think you can estimate he's going to be here for at least 4 hours.
How long does his shift last?
His shift? Eight.
Eight? We could take him to work.
Okay. Sure. You know him better than I do. So
yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Gotcha. You guys put Renis on the scooter and begin to wheel him over to the flour mill. Which then takes us to our other character in Barley, Kylexi. You arrive at the flour mill with no chaps and a nice ventilated gooch. You see that there is a long line, pretty much like a conveyor belt line of work being done between people getting the full chaff and splitting it and getting valuable grain from it. You see that there is an open spot between two gentlemen as they are, well, actually just one. There's only so many sifters. As this one guy is doing all the sifting, waiting on Renis to come in. What would you like to do?
Can you describe this process to me?
Sure. The gatherers come in from the actual field with the full chaff. They then bring in truckload after truckload as it's put on a mill, which then takes it up, dumps it onto a conveyor belt, and is then brought down to you, the sifter, and then sent down, well, sorry, sent to a splitter first, then sent to you as a sifter, and then to the packers.
I really meant the process of removing the
chaff. No, it's yeah. Literally just breaking it apart. But that's not your job. You're a sifter. Oh. You're looking for rat poop and chaff.
Oh, true that.
So you see this guy putting both hands in, trying to comb for rat poop, and he's sweating. He's in a very tense situation for what it is. As he's raking his hands through, saying, oh, I got one. What is it that Kylexi does?
Is it possible for me to sit next to him and possibly get him really excited about it to where he's doing so much work I don't have to?
What do you have that would allow you to do that? He's not excited about his work, but he's doing it. He's covering both sides of the sifting work, two-handed. He's double-fisting rat poop.
Well, maybe I just ask him to, like, show me the ropes, and I just pull one of those where you just show me, and I don't really do anything.
Give me a persuasion check. The DC is 12.
I did not get that. I got a...
Gotcha. Yeah. You ask him to show you the ropes, and he says, kid, are you fucking kidding me? I've been raking this stuff barehanded, no gloves, for the last 2 hours. Where's Renis?
Oh, Rena sent me.
Rena sent you?
Yes.
And you don't even know how to pick up rat poop?
Well,
where's John?
I just don't recognize rat poop.
You don't He holds a handful of rat feces in your face. And you don't know this shit?
Oh, okay. Now that you've made it quite clear to me, I know what I'm doing here. I'll just go ahead and get into it.
Thank you.
And just get to work. So sorry.
For what Rena said, there really shouldn't be that much rat poop in the mix. But there is an abundance of rat poop. Truly a large quantity of rat poop. There's been an influx. I'd like for you to give me an investigation check to see if you can sort of seek this out. Or maybe, do you have some magical solutions? What do you got?
I'm going to go with the passive. 13.
13 is... I'd say that's enough to pick up most, if not all, of the rat poop coming by. Can you give me a sleight of hand? The DC is 8 to pick out this rat poop. Also, are you wearing gloves?
I am not wearing gloves.
Okay, I just had to ask.
That's a nat 20.
Nat 20.
Yes.
You've done it. You've looked at it for 3 simple minutes, and you've noticed a pattern. The rat poop is more dense than the chaff, which is odd considering how small it is, but it floats right on top of the chaff. The colors, they stick out ever so slightly to you. There's a pattern. You can just move your hand up and down, combing for rat shit, without actually having to put any more effort into this. You are a rat poop savant.
Okay. Can I use prestidigitation to just collect that for me?
In what way?
I can clean or soil any object in 1 cubic foot.
I rock with that. What does it look like as you use prestidigitation to clean up pretty much foot by foot of this rat poop covered grain mix?
Well, what I do is I put my hand on the conveyor and I allow a lot to just pile up.
Dude, that's fucking gross. That's fucking gross. You gotta stop that.
And then I cast my spell and it all just disappears and I let it go and it's just clean as it continues down the conveyor.
As a wizard who studied demiplanes and, you know, I guess interdimensional travel, where does that poop go?
It is just cleaned.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. The person to your left who's been double-fisting the stuff turns to you with awe and shock. His mouth is agape. He has no words to say anything, but the need to say something. You've left him completely speechless.
Wow. I've never met anyone so speechless.
He doesn't answer.
Sir, are you okay?
He does not answer.
Sir, there's a job to do here. There's still more rat poop. Sir, please.
No response?
I can't do it by myself. It was hard enough the first time.
He's stuck. Just stuck. You see, the supervisor comes over and just says, what's going on over here?
I don't know this guy. He's just stuck.
Oh, no, I see it. Someone's not working today.
Yeah.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
Someone's not going to be able to feed their family. You're fired.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you don't believe me? You're fucking fired.
Who?
Oh, you're not moving?
Who is this man?
This gent?
Yeah.
Carl?
Yeah.
He's 3-time annual sifting champion.
You're going to fire him?
Yeah, he's not doing anything. Anybody can sift this junk. We don't need a champ to do it.
Oh, then why half the champ?
Because we already employed him.
No,
he wasn't the champ first.
No, you wanted the best. And you got the best. He is a creation of your own doing. You can't just get rid of him now. Would you throw away your son? Would you do that?
Maybe he didn't split chaff correctly or didn't sift chaff correctly. It probably might. I think about it.
Is there no love in your heart?
Mostly blood. Is there love in yours?
You know what? I hope your chaff has a lot of rat poop in it, sir.
After saying that, give me a persuasion check.
That is a 12.
A tear falls from his eye. You've hit him where it hurts the most. His work. Maybe I came off a little rough. Carl, you can keep your job. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He walks away, and maybe 12 minutes pass. Uh-huh. Carl comes back to it and begins sifting again. He you hear him muttering to himself, "What the hell was that? What did he do that for? How'd he do that?"
As I'm still doing it, every 5 minutes,
he looks over to you every now and then, just says, "He can't be. He can't be." And then the doors to the flour mill open up as you see Rennis, the person you just met maybe 2 hours ago, on a wooden scooter being wheeled in by Mia Soulchild and Bolas. Bolas, Mia, you got him here. What do you do with this rigid body?
Okay, so if I remember correctly, Rennis' station is right over here. So let's just put him there. We'll put some shades on him or something. We'll make sure his hand's in the chaff so it looks like he's doing work. And then he has to wake up eventually. I'm sure nobody will notice. I mean, he has to have a job. He has to take care of his mother. So we wouldn't want him to get fired for not going.
True, okay.
So we'll be able to finish up pretty early.
Okay. How do we get him off? I mean, do we keep him on the scooter? Or?
No, we'll just scoot him over there. And then on the count of three, we'll lift him up and just place him down.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
One, two, three. Give me an athletics check. Bolas, for you, the DC is 12.
Well, I made it.
Mia, the DC for you, 15.
15.
Fantastic.
And I got a 18 plus something.
For a second, you kind of feel like you're losing your grip on him as you're placing his hands into just this pit of chaff, rat poop, and valuable grain. And you almost feel like he's about to fall in to the conveyor belt, which is a whole different animal after this. But you guys ground his feet, get his hands anchored in there, and he's not going anywhere, for better or worse. Kylexi, as this is happening next to you, what's going through your head?
I would like to know what he's doing here. This is my shift now.
I mean, I didn't want him to lose his job. I'm sorry if I'm stepping on your toes here.
Yeah, I'm the fill-in. I'm the substitute.
Well, he's here now. I mean, you're welcome to stay here. We can use as much help as we can get.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just that I've already saved one man's job today. Well, and him being here is not going to help that.
You sure you can't save one more?
I'm positive. I'm positive. This guy was the champ.
How the fuck does he do it? How does he do it?
Did Mia notice his...
Oh, yeah, it's... He's still doing it. Am I correct? Yeah,
as I'm talking, it's just arm down. Shoop.
You see a calculated 2.5-pound mound of rat shit disappear pretty much every 50 seconds.
And I would recognize that as prestidigitation.
Give me an arcana check. Let's see how well Mia knows her magic.
4.
Kind of like Carl, you also wonder how the fuck he does it.
You've got to get him out of here.
Where else are you supposed to take him? This is his shift. This is where he is this time of day. I don't know where else to...
The supervisor walks up and just says, "All right, Carl can keep his job, but we can't have 3 people working the sifting shit."
Yeah, no. He was just coming to see how things were going. How I was making things go.
Okay. Rennis, you got to get out of here, man.
Whoa, get out of here. I thought this was Rennis' shift.
Well,
he sent me.
This gentleman that I don't know the name of took his position. And he's doing rather well.
So it's permanent? Rennis has lost his job?
No.
Well, unless...
No, it's okay. He's going to come back tomorrow.
We'll give shift. You a raise.
How much of a raise?
2 Electrum.
That's not going to cut it.
That's better than what Carl gets.
2 Electrum, you know? That is a lot. And especially for a shift.
Really?
I would take it.
Maybe we can talk. Shift supervisor, why don't you just take 3? I mean, you'll get the work
done. Because then we have to pay them.
Well, Rennis, he already gave up his own money to Sir here. And Kylexi, nice to meet you. Yeah. He still came in to work because he has that kind of dedication. So really, it's about the money for him, for his mom, but it's not about the money for him as a man, as a person who puts, you know, time and dedication into the things that he does. He wants to be here. Look at him.
Give me a deception check as you say, look at him. You had me at, we were talking persuasion at first, but then you told him to look at a statuesque Rennis with his hands just in the pit.
Fair. 12.
That's not going to cut it.
Okay.
Can I help?
Sir, please can take a second look at him. All right. He is doing an amazing job, and I'm casting my magic now where his hands are. So it looks like it's him.
It's going to work magically. I need you to give me a deception or a sleight of hand check to put this over the top. Really convince him.
That is an 18.
18. He looks over at Rennis one more time as he just says, why do we need to look at this sack of meat who's not doing... Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
How the hell is he doing that? What technique is that? What? Huh?
You know?
You should praise your God right now. You should get on your knees right now. And I mean, I'm just saying because...
I don't do gods. They're too expensive.
That's fine. But look at what's happening. I told you he was dedicated to his job. He don't even need money today. But you're going to get as much shit out of this wheat more than you've ever done.
Rennis? I was so wrong, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're welcome here anytime. I think I'm going to go to church. He turns around and he just walks away muttering like Carl. Everyone's muttering like Carl as he just walks away.
Tuesday at 5. That's when I'll be there.
Tuesday
at 5. Stop on by.
Okay, Lexi, you're going to finish out your shift?
I feel like I have to stay here to make sure things are going smoothly now. I think I've been promoted to supervisor, if anything.
Mm. Congrats. Bolus, Mia, what is it that you do next? Mia, I feel it opportune to remind you that you have a time-sensitive document to drop off.
Khaleesi, this has been very fun. I gotta go, though.
Wait, hold up, but what about the bodyguard gig?
Oh, yeah, I just have to drop off something real quick. Can we meet someplace to discuss it?
Yeah, how about the tavern?
I love the tavern.
You know.
I'll go straight there.
My name is Kai Lexi. Yeah.
Kai Lexi. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
You can call me Lexi. If you want, or Kai.
I like Kai.
Okay.
All right. Mia, you head to the waterfront cabin. And then Bolus, you head to the tavern. A little early, but I mean, you're always there anyway. It's fine. Kai Lexi, you continue your shift, inspiring those around you.
Yes. And it's kind of become a competition between me and Rainus. But I control it all. So I'm just like hedging my own bets.
So you're competing with yourself.
Pretty much.
And you're getting the flour mill to bet on who's collecting the most as you control the entire market.
That's right.
Gotcha. Go ahead and roll me 2 D100.
50. Okay. And 81.
50 and 81. You've earned 131 Electrum off of this rigmarole that you're running. Congrats. Add 130 Electrum to your inventory.
Yes. It was a good idea to come here.
As you're going to the waterfront cabin, you were given directions. You walked pretty much to the west towards the river that runs alongside Barley. You notice that there's no real civilization out here. There's no houses. There's really not much of a overall presence here. It's just a bunch of trees. Give me an investigation perception. I'd even take insight at a different DC.
I'll do insight.
Gotcha. Go for it.
12.
With a 12, you notice at this point you can see the river and still not any sort of cabin or any type of building. These trees, they're everywhere. Like, actually everywhere. Even in spots that don't really make sense, where roots would be competing for resources. Mm. As you look around, give me a perception check with advantage.
Okay, that's a 19.
Hard to beat that.
And that's a 4.
With a 19, you start looking around, and you see that some of these trees have like a certain sheen to them. Unlike the dull bark that's sort of falling off some of these old trees, some of these trees have a shiny quality, almost metallic. Maybe even painted, some of them. As you start hearing a voice sort of come through as an echo from one of the trees, as you hear, "What do you want?"
I have the envelope, right? I lift it up.
Put it in the tree. Any tree. Just any tree. Just put it in any tree.
Okay. I go to one of the silver trees and put it in there.
You see that the tree has this very small notch, like a little hole in it, that you put your finger in, open it like a door, and there's this little cubby in the tree that you put this envelope in. You close the door, and you hear, almost like you're at the bank in modern times, envelope disappears, and you then hear, "Oh, wow. All right, we'll do it."
I don't bother with it.
What's your name?
Maya.
Maya who? Who sent you here? Where are you from?
I can't tell you any of that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm Maya, though. Maya Brainchild. Mm-hmm. And I've done what I've come to do. I'm going. I'm just going to go.
All right, Maya. See you soon. You leave the waterhouse cabin. Well, where do you go from there?
I go to the tavern.
Gotcha. For the sake of story, Kylexi, you finish your shift. You're given 3 Electrum pieces on top of the ones that you've gotten so far for your actual payment. Where is it that you go next? And I guess Rennis is starting to come out of his stupor, but he's still kind of stuck.
As everyone is disappointed by losing all of their money, I look to Rhaenys and I say, "It was a good battle, and I'll meet you at the tavern later. We'll share a drink." And then I go on back to the tailor.
Gotcha. Yeah. You go back to the tailor, and he immediately hails you because he's very familiar with your crotch area, and that's something very intimate. As he sees you and just says, "Oh, you're back."
Yes, of course.
Need something else? I guess I can cut some holes in the shirt and make it more airy, I guess.
I thought you were making a shirt as I was coming back to collect.
Yeah, I made some more shirts, but there's no way you can afford them, you know.
We had a deal, good sir.
I make a lot of deals. A lot of them fall through. I mean, this shirt's like 40 Electrum. You don't get that working one shift at the mill. What?
Sir, I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
How much for a full outfit?
Well, the shirt's really the hardest thing to make, so it's the most expensive. The whole outfit, with this material, that's probably 70 Electrum. And I know that's something that you don't have right now. It's just too much.
Just give me a second. I'm going to go on the street real quick, and I'm going to beg for some money, and I'll be right back.
I don't think you're going to get it begging for money, but okay, man.
I go out to the street, and I just pull my coin purse out, and I start counting my coins, and I count to 30 in my head, and I walk back inside.
You walk back in, he sees you. How'd it go?
Well, I only had 3 Electrum, but I managed to grab another 67 just now.
He immediately runs outside, looks both ways as he's looking for anybody handing out Electrum at that rate. Just, who gave that to you?
Well, there were like 5 or 10 people that walked by.
He looks outside. There's not even 5 or 10 people out right now. Where are they? Who are they?
Well, they gave me money. I guess go and get more money.
Okay. All right. Did you know what way they went? That way or this way?
No, I have no clue.
No idea.
Actually, if I remember correctly.
Did they throw the money at you?
They were in a carriage. And they were in a carriage? Throw the money at me.
You're telling me a carriage rolled through barley? Yeah. And I can't spot it from where I'm standing?
I guess so, man. I don't know what to say. All right. Are you going to do your job or not?
He gives you a shirt, pants, socks, and a nice Brilby style hat. As he says, all
right. Right.
There's your outfit.
And what happened to the leather mask you were making for me?
He holds it up. It's all yours. It's all yours. So the carriage went in no direction?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it flew.
The carriage flew?
Yeah. Yeah, just off into the sunset.
Because you had the Electrum, give me deception with advantage.
That is an 11.
11. He's not believing you, but he kind of has no choice but to believe some of it. As he just says, okay, all right. Whatever. Whatever. I don't know what you did to get that money so fast, but you clearly don't need a job here. Be gone, soothsayer.
Wow. Is there not nothing I can do for you?
Nothing I'd like for you to do for me.
Oh. Just take my money and kick me out,
huh? You mean the direction of that carriage?
I point up.
He walks behind the counter into his office. Slams the door, and that's the last that you hear of him, maybe even see of him. I don't know. What's next for Kylexi?
Can I rob the store?
You definitely can.
I rob the store.
There's a nice posh outfit with a sort of fluffy, aristocratic look to it, as well as a nice, I forgot what it's called, I guess some very poofy pants as well.
I'm going to go ahead and dress and put that on, carry the clothes that I paid for, and I'm going to leave and find the local tavern.
Bolas, you are relaxing after a bit of an eventive noon. You're in the tavern. Are you drinking anything yet?
I think I'll start slow. So maybe something weak, cheap.
Gotcha. We'll just say you got a little mug of ale. Just some light. It's 4 copper pieces. You can afford it. It's nothing. Mia Soulchild then walks in. Mia, you see Bolas. You see that there's a general occupancy of the tavern. The usual. There's maybe like 15 people in there. What is it that you do?
I see Bolas with a glass of ale. I go to the bartender and I get some mead, I guess. Is there mead?
They got a nice honey mead. It's going to go for something a little bit more because it's just a finer drink. That's going to be 2 Electrum.
Oh.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
I give him 1 silver.
I'll put it on the tab. All right. He gives you the mead and sort of gestures for you to come back at any time. I'll say that you see Oliver, along with his bodyguard Luther, sitting at a table, sort of waving at you, but not hailing you. Like, he doesn't need to speak with you right now. He's just letting you know that he sees you and so on. Bolas, you see Mia? Mia, you see Bolas. Is there anything that happens there?
I just wave Mia over, assuming she's coming to talk out the details.
Gotcha.
I go over there. I go over to Bolas. And I say, oh, good, you're here. Wow, what a day.
You can say that again.
It's crazy. So I want to get right down to business, take a little sip of my mead. I need some bodyguards. See that guy over there, Oliver, my partner? Mm. I don't know how much you know about what we do, but... I've garnered a lot of fans, a lot of people who believe in us, as well as some people who, let's say they have their doubts.
Really?
And I need a bodyguard. So I think I was talking to you guys about offering 100 silver.
That's a lot better than I'm getting as a gatherer. So it's hard to argue with that. Do you know what all that will entail? Or am I just standing there looking intimidating? Do I actually have to get my hands dirty?
Picture this. You're traveling. You're going all over the continent, right? Mm. We're going to different churches. You're just really being my eyes and ears, right? You know, if I am engaging with the people publicly, or if I'm, you know, doing a sermon, you're just there to keep your eye on things, make sure that they're not, that nobody gets out of hand. Mm-hmm. And if they do, you handle it.
Okay. You mentioned traveling. That's a touchy subject. Will I still be able to live here? And is it like a, we'll go, we'll come back, we'll go, we'll come back, or is it just a constant?
You can live wherever you want. You're a bodyguard. You're not my slave or anything. You can keep your home. Okay. I mean, there'll be times when I guess maybe a couple of days you won't be here. But for the most part, yeah, you can stay here in Barley for whatever weird reason you would want to.
I like it here. A couple of days, it's not too bad.
It literally smells like beer every day.
I mean, it's honest work.
Sure. Being my bodyguard is also, let's just say you'll be making money. You'll be making a lot of money. It'll go very long here in Barley. So, great. If you don't have any questions, my partner is over there. I want to fill him in on everything that I've been doing.
Hey, school me.
As you turn to look over at Oliver, you notice that he's already walking towards you. Him and Luther are in stride over to your table as he gets there and then asks, Mia, did you drop off that thing?
I did.
Fantastic. And you didn't say who sent it, did you?
I didn't say a thing.
Good. Because those people at the waterfront cabin, they get any detail about you and they get everything.
I didn't even use my real name.
You told them a name?
A name.
What name, Mia? What name did you use? You can't give these people anything, Mia. Just tell me it's...
I just used one of my aliases.
Which one?
All right.
Was you it know, Holly Holbrook? That might have worked.
No, it wasn't. It was the first one that I came up with when, you know, Maya Brainchild, okay?
Maya.
They'll never know that Mia, Maya. It's too different.
Strapping black man.
Who is my bodyguard?
That's exactly what I was going to ask. You need to escort Miss Soulchild to her abode. I'm sure at this time, it's being raided, most likely. It's probably being ransacked and they're looking for it. I don't know anything.
Wait,
to...
how would they even know? God.
You can't tell those people anything, Mia.
Damn it.
So there might be a bandit or two rummaging through her underwear looking for who knows God's know what. I mean, you're going to want to move now.
But I didn't bring anything. What did I bring? I don't have anything.
You don't bring them anything. They only take from you. Damn it, Mia.
All right.
I think I'm going to need a raise.
105 silver then.
Kylexi, you then enter the tavern, see familiar faces in Bolas and in Mia, as well as this other gentleman with a very stacked bodyguard behind him.
Hello.
Oh,
Lexi.
Lexi.
Yeah.
Kai.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for bringing Rana over earlier.
You look way different than you did at the mill.
Thank you. I took your advice.
Is that the outfit from the tavern? Not from the tavern. The tailor. Is that the one he always has on display? The big fancy one that he never gets to sell?
Yeah. Look at that.
Those are exquisite clothes, I tell you.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're quite kind.
I don't want to speak out of turn, Alvar, but given how you look, I mean, maybe we could use him for what I talked to you about earlier.
Oh.
A little bit of
that
healing.
Was, you know, I think that that could work. Is he a wizard? A sorcerer?
I believe that I saw something magical happen at the mill with him.
Mm-hmm. Are we just, I'm here.
Right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Your friend speaks out of turn.
It just came up just this second, so nothing has to come out of it, but, you know. Okay, it's just a thought. It's just a thought, you know.
Tell you what. Your name?
Kai Lexi.
We will be in very soon works. And but
who are you?
I am Oliver.
Oh, fancy.
Key member of the Rotary Club and soon to be new governor.
The Rodeo Club?
Guardian.
Hmm? The Rodeo?
Rotary.
Oh.
And soon to be new guardian and governor of Barley. Thanks to Miss Soulchild here. Speaking of which, I think it's very important that we wrap this soon.
Oh, right. Because I'm getting wild.
The key points are, he leans in very close. And I'm not sure if he really changes his volume, but he leans in very close and says, Mia, you've given the waterfront cabin the various, I guess, steps to whack off the current guardian so I can take their position. You are very heavily implicated. You should get home now. Should they find anything worth blackmail on you?
Before he even finishes that statement, I'm booking it out of there. Hey, Bolas. We gotta go.
Is Renus here?
Renus is not here yet.
Renus is not here.
We hightail it to my place.
Gotcha. They head out. Kalexi, do you follow behind?
No.
Oliver buys you a drink and just says, these are some great clothes. Fantastic.
Yes. What is this deal you want to talk about?
We'll talk about that next time on Mildly Magical. We'll see if that name sticks. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say before we go?
Not in particular.
Fantastic.
Mildly nothing.
Mildly nothing. We'll see y'all next time.